Eskom's proposed tariff hike of 20.5% for its next financial year, which is set to kick off from the 1st of April, has South Africans united in outrage. We asked a sample group of South African citizens how much they're currently spending on electricity and what they think about the increase.
So we're a household of, you know, comprised of two adults and two kids. And our electricity bill per month, you know, fluctuates between 3,500 to 4,500 rand, which I think is a lot of money, you know, given how very little we use our, you know, electricity.
I pay close to 650 per month for electricity, and this is in the summertime. But in winter, I pay close to 800 rand.
I'm currently paying 1,200 to 1,800.
1,000 to 1,500 rand a month for electricity.
We pay about 800 rand a month.
We pay 1,600 rands per month.
I'm totally against that. Electricity is expensive. It's already expensive as it is.
I think it's a bit much, and I feel that we as citizens are paying for them mucking something up. There's absolutely no reason for us to have this much of a tariff on electricity when already there's so many issues with the said electricity.
The proposed tariff increase, according to me, is ridiculous because already I am paying a lot a month. For example, I would buy electricity worth 400 rand and the units would be something as ridiculous as 200 units. That doesn't make sense. So if it's going to increase, what's going to happen? What does that mean?
We are definitely not happy with Eskom's proposed tariff increase. As it is, we have to contend with load shedding and a system that they paid billions of rands for that fails to provide us with the required services. If we agree to pay this increase, what guarantee is there that they will not apply for another price increase in the future?
What do I think? I think, like a lot of, you know, South Africans, SOEs, Eskom, you know, takes the easy way out. Tariff increase is like, you know, the go-to. It's the easy thing to do, you know. And I think a lot of people sort of differentiate between that, you know, and going to the state for money. You know, to me, it's not really different because all that money comes from us anyway. You know, we're talking about a company that has been already given 70 billion rand not too long ago by the government. But, you know, every year we're seeing double-digit increases when it comes to electricity that's way, way above inflation. And, you know, it's something that we simply can't keep up with.
I think that the proposed 20% increase is ridiculous. Firstly, our electricity is sporadic at best, and it's already expensive. It is a necessity, as we don't have any other feasible and reliable electricity sources for the consumer. And also, our salaries have not increased. In fact, many of us have lost jobs. South African households have lost jobs and income because of COVID. Those that managed to maintain their jobs didn't get increases or haven't had increases for the past 2 years. So we are spending more than we're actually earning at the moment. And to pay 20% extra for a product where you are in some weeks without electricity for up to 8 hours in a day is just not sustainable and ridiculous.
Many of the groups said that if the increase were to be granted, they would definitely have to rearrange their budgets in order to afford electricity for their homes.
Probably not without sacrificing, you know. So if it means reducing food or reducing one of the others, you know, to accommodate this type of increase, because without electricity, you really can't do much.
I will. I just hate that it's forcing me to shift my budget. which means I'm going to have to pinch on other things, especially in my personal life.
I don't feel that we will be able to afford this. Price of food has gone up. Everything has gone up.
We may be able to afford paying the price increase, but why should we when we are receiving an inferior service?
My household will not be able to afford the increase. Not only is it stressful, it's disheartening just to get basic supply, something such as electricity. So the increase will do much more damage than good, I believe.
I sometimes think, you know, for some South Africans, those of us who are fortunate enough to be able to say, you'll reprioritize, you know, some things, and then, you know, you will have enough money to afford electricity. There are those South Africans who are simply not able to do that, you know. An increase of this nature is going to mean that for some people, electricity is gonna run out mid-month, you know, run out in the last week of the month, and they simply won't be able to afford it. You know, I think even for even those of us who consider themselves quite fortunate, it is a very big worry, because you now have to, you know, start cutting back on other things that are equally important.
Eskom cited an expected rise in spending on power supplied by independent producers, a carbon tax, and coal procurement costs among the reasons why it should be granted the sharply higher tariff. According to research done by Power Optimal from 2007 to 2021, electricity tariffs increased by 753%, while inflation over this period was increased by 134%. In real money terms, this means that electricity tariffs increased more than fivefold in 14 years. But the latest call for price hikes has also been met with indignation by several public interest groups, municipalities, and notable personalities, including the likes of the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber, Cape Town's Mayor Gordon Hill Lewis, the City of Ekurhuleni, and civil action organization OUTA. OUTA's parliamentary advisory and energy advisory expert, Liz McDade, said that Eskom is well aware that most South Africans do not have an alternative option for an energy provider.
OUTA is quite outraged at Eskom's application to NERSA this year, asking for a 20% electricity hike at a time when the economy is in the doldrums, that we are all trying to recover from COVID. Is just outrageous. Eskom appears to be out of touch with reality and trying to continue with business as usual when we are in a highly unusual situation. They also admit in their application that because there are no alternatives, people are forced to pay whatever the price is. So it appears that Eskom is putting its money first, making money above the provision of electricity to everyone, particularly those who are poor and marginalized. And OUTA rejects this application and believes that electricity is an economic driver and should be available, particularly to poor and marginalized communities. We would also say NERSA needs to be tougher. We need much more robust interrogation of the assumptions that Eskom puts forward, as well as its justifications for the increasing costs of primary energy. OUTA believes that it's just not possible for people or the economy to take such increases and would ask NERSA to reject the application.
The proposed tariff hike is currently before the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, or NERSA, for public hearings. The public hearing process is set to conclude on Friday the 21st, after which NERSA has until the 25th of February to make a decision on the application. This is an ongoing story which we will continue to monitor. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Muller.